Morning. Thank you very much for joining us, and may our learning this morning be a merit li'ui nishmas. Yehudit bat Avraham, Izzy's mother, whose yard site is today, so may her neshama have an aliyah. All right, we are learning Masechet Sukkah Daf Chaf Beis, talking about Tzchach. And we know one of the key rules of the Tzchach is the schach needs to be tzilasa merubeh mechamasa, more shade than sun. So you look at the schach, it's got to be mostly filled in, and a little bit of some cracks here or there for a little bit of sunlight to come through, but it's got to be mostly shade, more shade than sun. Sukkah has to create schach, has to be a canopy, a shelter. So now our daf's going to talk about different arrangements of schach and whether or not they fit this category or this rule of tzilasa meruba mechamasa. Says the Mishnah, sukkah hamiduv leles, a sukkah which is miduv leles, chaf beis amud aleph, page 22, the Mishnah. We did. Sukkah hamiduv leles, a sukkah which is Miduv Leles. What is Miduv Leles? We're going to see two explanations. Miduv Leles either means Mibul Beles, mixed up. In other words, you have two sets of beams here. Imagine bamboo shoots. You have bamboo shoots that are on top and bamboo shoots on the bottom. You have two shelves worth of bamboo shoots. That's one explanation. The other explanation of Sukkah Miduv Leles, Meduvleles, I mean, is really like the word meduldeles, a sukkah that's been very reduced.
He's coming up in the dust.
Yeah, an impoverished sukkah. Doesn't have a lot of schach. Okay, we'll see. So again, sukkah hameduvleles, a sukkah which is meduvleles, either with beams up and down or with very few beams. Vishetzilasa meruba mechamasa, and that its shade is more than its sun. But whatever the craziness about this schach, it doesn't have a lot of bamboo shoots, or the bamboo shoots are some up and some down, the sukkah nevertheless has more shade than sun. Kshera, the sukkah is kasha. However, or similar, another law, hameuveh kimin bayis, if the schach is thick, like a ceiling of a house. Remember, in those days, their ceilings were flat. Not like our days. In our days, the ceilings are sloped because we have rain all the time. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have rain after Nisan, till around Cheshvan. There's very little rain. So they would use their ceilings and their roofs and storage area to dry stuff. Half the year, there's no rain. So it's flat roofs. They didn't have a lot of water problems. So Hamu'uveh kimin bayis. A man made his sukkah, made his schach, and it was thick like a house roof is thick. So therefore, it's going to be kosher, as long as it's kosher schach. Even if you can't see the stars through it, kshera, the sukkah is kosher. Apparently, it's not ideal. Ideally, you should be able to see the stars through it. But even if you can't see the stars through it, it would still be kosher. Again, first line of the Mishnah, sukkah meduv leles. And Shetzilas Mubin Chamasa, and then the Mishnah says, Hamu'uveh Hakimin Bayis. Says the Gemara, Ma'ay Miduv Leles. What is the meaning of a sukkah which is Miduv Leles? Amar Rav said, it's Midul Deles. It means sukkah aniya, a sukkah that's very poor. It doesn't have a lot of reeds. If it has a lot of airspace, the airspace is not with gaps of three tefachim, it's less than three tefachim. But there is a lot of airspace. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, what is sukkah midzuv leles? Kane ole v'kane yoreid. You have one reed going up and one reed going down. So imagine you have a sukkah. You have your three walls of your sukkah. And then you actually have, let's say, a bunch of beams going up and some... You have beams coming up on top of the walls, and you have some bamboo shoots on top of these beams. And then you have other bamboo shoots that are down below, let's say between the walls, you have bamboo shoots. Mm-hmm. So you actually have a beam that's high, and then off to the side, a beam lower. A bamboo beam, I mean. Bamboo shoot. So you have really two gaps here. You have a gap from here to here. There's also a height gap. Right? There's a height gap as well as a little bit of a width gap. So this, from one bamboo to the next bamboo, it's a diagonal. Up, down, up, down, up, down, like down. So that's how Shmuel interpreted Mituv Lelis. Kana Ola v'kana Yorid. One reed is up, the other reed is down. Rav Tani Chada, according to Rav, that Mituv Lelis means a sukkah with minimal schach, the Mishnah is talking about one scenario in the beginning. Ushmuel, who said that Mituv Lelis means one beam up, one beam down, Tani Tarte, where he reads the Mishnah, that there are two laws in this Mishnah. Rav Tani Chada, Rav is saying that there's one concept, one law here. Sukkah Mituv Lelis. My Mituv Lelis. What is Mituv Lelis? Midul Deles. A sukkah where the amount of schach has been drastically reduced. So even though there's only very few beams, very few poles, very few bamboo poles. So long ash, but there's still a majority of shade more than the sun. Shade of the sukkah's kasha. However, Shmuel Tani Tarti. When Shmuel reads this Mishnah, it's talking about two cases in the first part of the Mishnah. Because my Mituv Lelis, what does it mean? A sukkah which is Mituv Lelis, Mibul Belis. A sukkah that's all confused. The beams are confused. Some are up, some are down. Tarti Katani. The Mishnah's talking about two different things. One sukkah Mibul Belis Kshera. A sukkah which is confused is Kasher. Now, why? Interesting idea. Called Ro'in, we imagine. We imagine that were we to make all the bamboo poles on one level, what would it be then? If all the bamboo poles would be on one level, it would be more shade than sun. So since if all the bamboo poles would be on one level, it would be more shade than sun, even though right now, you have bamboo here, and then you have bamboo here, bamboo here, bamboo here, up, down, up, down, up, down. That creates lots of room for the sun to come in. It's still kasher. Because if we imagine that all the poles would be down at one level, or all the poles would be up at one level, it would be mostly shade. It's kasher. V'tayati katani, the Mishnah is saying two laws. Sukkah mibu belas ksheira. A sukkah, which is confused, one beam up, one pole up, one pole down, one pole up, one pole down, is kasher. And secondly, tzilasim rumin chamasa ksheira, a sukkah with more shade than sun, is kasher, even if it doesn't have a lot of schach up, even if you don't have a lot of schach up, but if that little bit of schach that you do have is more shade than sun, it would be kasher. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Lo Shanu, when do we say that we have this idea of Rowin? That we imagine that the beams are, that the poles are next to each other? Is when you have Lavud, Shein Bein Zeh LeZeh Shlosha Tefachim. There's no gap between this pole and that one of three Tefachim. Avo Yesh Bein Zeh LeZeh Shlosha Tefachim. But if there's a gap of three Tefachim or more, then Psula, then it's possible. And Rabba said, "Afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shlosha tefachim." Even if the gap between this pole and that pole is more than three tefachim, Nami, when would we say that it's possible? Lo amaron elo shein begago tefach. We would only say it's possible if the bamboo shoots are not a tefach wide. Avu yesh begago tefach. But if the bamboo shoots, that roof is a tefach wide, ksheira the sukkah's kasha, because we imagine that these poles are moved around in a way to be all flat and to give you more shade than sun. And this is an aspect of the idea of good achis. Good achis means that a wall goes down. Good asik means that a wall goes up. So we saw there's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of good achis, and it has all sorts of other forms of good achis. Pitikra yorid besosim. If you have an edge of a roof, we imagine it goes down and seals because of good achis. If you have a wall hanging, 10 tefachim from the schach down. According to some opinions, you'd say good achis. It goes down to the floor. There's another type of good achis. If you have a beam, which is a tefach, wide, we imagine it's flopped down. If it's over some space, and if you got it down into that space, it would help you. We imagine it's flopped down into that space. The Rava says, even if you have a bamboo shoot down, then a gap, a big elevation of space, and another bamboo shoot, and now another gap, a drop, and a bamboo shoot. If the bamboo shoots that are up on top are a tefach wide, if they're a tefach wide, good asik, good achis. We can imagine the wall coming down. The form of this wall coming down is called chavut rami. Throw it down. Throw down the beam. Imagine the beam flopped down. If the beam flopped down, now you have more shade than sun. Therefore, it's kosher. Tamrin and chavut rami. We say chavut rami. I sent out this morning pictures from the Maor Daf Hayomi picture book on the chat. So this is picture number. So the first case, Shmuel's case of Mibul Beles, is picture 134, and Rava's law is picture 135. So you see these pictures, you have a pretty wide beam on the highest level, then there's this big gap, big drop, then on a lower level, a wide beam, and another open space next to the wide beam, and a big up, going all the way up, then you have again a beam up there on the highest level. If these beams are a tefach wide, then we say, chavut rami, throw them down. You throw them down, you have tzilas emruba mechamaso. Amar Rava, Rava said, what was my source? That there is such a concept that a roof, which is a tefach wide, a beam of roof of tefach wide, we imagine it was thrown down to fill in a space. That once it has a tefach of width, amrinan chavut rami, we say, let's imagine it thrown down. But if it doesn't have a tefach width, lo amrinan chavut rami, we don't say that we imagine it thrown down. It's time we learned the Mishnah in regards to tumah. We know that if chas v'shalom, there is some tumah in this room, a piece of a dead body in one corner of the room, because this room has a solid roof, the tumah would rise to the roof, and then it would spread from the roof to the whole room, and anything under this roof would become tameh. That's called tumas oel. Azos haTorah adam kiyamus ba'oel. Kol asher ba'ohel yitzma. Whatever is in the ohel will become tameh.
Is that the case in a sukkah too?
It should be, right? But now we're going to talk about what happens when your roof is made of beams that are not next to each other. There's a beam, there's empty space. On top of that empty space, high up, there's another beam. But then there is another beam, right? You have a beam, a beam, a beam, a beam, a beam. Is that considered a roof? Would that transmit tumah to the whole room? Or would we just say, no, the roof is the one beam. The other beam is up above it. So if the tumah is under this beam, the tumah will stay under this beam, but it won't go out to the rest of the room. So we learned in a Mishnah. It's now we learned in a Mishnah. Koros sabayis v'aliyah. Imagine a house of two floors. So the roof, or I shouldn't say roof, the ceiling of ground floor is the floor of second floor. So then you have beams which are ceiling of ground floor and floor of second floor, and you have beams on top of that, which is the ceiling of the second floor, the roof. So koros habayis, the beams for the ground floor, and the ceiling of the ground floor. Ve'ha'aliyah, and the beams for the second floor. She'en aleihem ha'aziva, they're not finished. They don't have, you know, the pitch and the tar to make them all smooth and consistent. Ve'hem mechuvanos, but these beams are exactly atop each other. You have a beam on the ground floor, a gap, and then a beam of the top floor. They're right over one another. And then there are empty spaces between them. But these beams are right on top of each other. Then, tuma tachas achas mehen, if a tuma would be under one beam, tachtea tame, underneath that whole beam, the tuma would spread. But on the sides of the beam would be tar, because that's not the same roof. If the tumah is beina tachtona le'oyona, the tumah is between the ceiling of the ground floor and the roof of the second floor. So beinei tumah. So that area between these two beams is tumah because it has a roof. Next to the area is going to be tzav. Al gabe el-yona. And if the tumah is on top of that top beam, the beam that's on over the second floor, connect ad l'rakia tame. So from it all the way up to the heavens would be tame. Hayu el yonos kibena tachtonos. However, if the top beams are not parallel with the bottom beams, the top beams are parallel to the gap between the bottom beams. The bottom beam next to the gap, another bottom beam, another gap, another gap, another gap. So the bottom beams are one empty, one full, full, empty, full, empty, full, empty. And on top, the second floor, there's a beam opposite the gap. There's another beam opposite the gap. Another beam opposite the gap. So higher Elyonos at the top beams are kibena tachtonos. They're parallel to the area between the bottom ones. Tuma tachas kulan. If a tuma is under any bottom beam, kulan tame. The entire room is tame. Why? Because we imagine that the top beams flop down. It's as if they filled in that space that they are over. It's as if you have a solid roof. It's not that you have multiple roofs, now you have one roof for the whole room. If it is al gabem, if the tuma is on top of any of the beams, so since all the beams are imagined to be down, so if there's a beam on, if there's tuma on top, then this tuma goes all the way up to the heavens from where it is, connect, and adler akia tummy, opposite it till the heavens is tummy. Okay, so this is the this introduces the idea of chavit rami, that a beam is imagined to be dropped down to fill the space underneath it in order to make a solid wall. The Tani Allah, we learned in a brice about this Mishnah, but when do we say this idea of chavit rami? This man sheish ben tefach, if the beam has a tefach of width. Ubeineyem poseach tefach, and between them there's an opening of a tefach. Avoleid meneyem poseach tefach. But if the beams are not a tefach wide, and the gaps between the beams down below are not a tefach, then we don't say chavut rami. And tuma tachas achas mehen, and tuma under a beam, tachta tami, only under it is tami. But benen, but between them, al gaben, and on top would be tar. Almas, what do you see? Kiyis be tefach, aminu chavut rami. When you have a tefach, that's when we say throw the beam down. When you don't have a tefach, we don't say throw the beam down. Shmamina, that's the proof to my view of Rava. Yeah, question, Izzy.
I'm sorry, the chavut, yes, has in the end with tumah ohel?
Yeah.
How could be?
Because if I have a...
So all gonna,
I have one beam here.
Yes.
The second beam is here.
Nahon.
So... If I wouldn't say chavut,
yeah.
So tuma under here is just under this, and this is a separate roof.
True.
But if I say chavut, then tuma, I brought the top beam down, then tuma under here is under what common roof?
So chavut work in tuma ohel.
Yeah, and chavut works in tuma's ohel. So Rava said it would also work for a sukkah, that if you had, you know, poles of bamboo, one low, one up, but the ones up are tefach wide. You can say this is already the beginning of a wall. We'll drop it down. Now we'll make it a flat.
Why do we assume it drops down?
It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai, like the halacha l'moshe misinai said that gaps get filled in with lavud. It said
it's
that.
Like a wall. Yeah.
Yeah. This drops down, makes it a full wall. Yasser Rav Kahana v'gamar lo shmaita. Rav Kahana was sitting and relating over this halachic discussion. Amalei Rav Ashi to Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, "V'chaleicha the last beit tefach lo aminu chavut rami." Is it true that when you don't have a tefach of width, we're not going to say chavut rami? We're not going to drop it down to fill in a space. We'll throw it into the spot. V'atani, we learned in a brisa about an alleyway and Shabbos. We know that an alleyway, a mavoi, has three walls. Biblically, you'd be able to carry in a place that has three walls. But rabbinically, they said you can't carry because it might be confused with the street that it's next to. You have to put up a heker, some type of, you know, noticeable act. People know that that's what you're allowed to carry here, but normally you wouldn't be able to carry here, and you can't carry out into the street. So we went in a braisa, korayotza mikosilzeh, a crossbeam that comes out of one wall. They didn't know gas bekotilzeh, but it doesn't reach the next wall of the alleyway. Or vechen shtei koro, so there are two crossbeams. Achas yotze mikotel zeh, v'achas yotze mikotel zeh, one coming out of one wall, one coming out of the other wall, v'ein enogo zo bezo, they don't touch each other. If v'achas mishlosh, if the gap between them is less than three tvachim, ein etzarech lavi kor acher, so you don't have to bring another kor to fill it in. Shlosh, if the gap is three tvachim, etzarech lavi kor acher, you have to bring another kor to fill it in. Here's a new idea, we haven't seen this yet, in this Masechta, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that lavud's not three tvachim, lavud's four tvachim. If the gap between them is less than four tefachim, you don't have to bring another korah. Arba, if the gap between them is four tefachim, tzarech lavi korah acheres. Let's bring another korah. Okay, that's lavud. Lavud ba'emtza. All right, next idea. V'chein shtei koros hamat imos. Let's say you have two cross beams that are like twins. They're next to each other. Why do you have to put two cross beams next to each other? Because the cross beam has to be a tefach wide in order to hold on it a cinder block, which is a tefach and a half wide and three tefachim long. But here, lo bazukadei lekabel ariach, this one is not a tefach wide, it can't hold a cinder block. Lo bazukadei lekabel ariach, and this one's not a tefach wide to carry a cinder block. So im mekabelos ariach lerachba, if the two beams can hold the cinder block to the width, to its width, in other words, if you put the two beams together, it's a tefach, that's fine. And in tzarech lavi korah acher, so you don't have to bring another korah. V'imla, but if these two koros couldn't, when put together, they wouldn't be a tefach, they wouldn't be able to have the cinder block on them, on its width. Tzarech lavi korah acher, says to bring a new korah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not necessarily. Even if these two cross beams together do not equal a tefach, and if you would put them together and try to put the cinder block on it with the along the width of the cinder block, it would just topple over. But nevertheless, if the cross beams are strong, albeit thin, if they're strong, and if you put them apart from each other, you could put a cinder block on them according to the length of the cinder block, namely shlosha tfachim, three tfachim, they could hold the cinder block, and they're strong enough to hold up the cinder block. Ain't tzarech lavi korah acheres. You don't bring another crossbeam. That's okay. But if they're not strong enough for that, that's too flimsy. And tzarech lavi korah acheres. Right? These are all different laws about korah. Now the law that we're interested in. Hayachas lemala v'yachas lemata. One crossbeam is high, the other crossbeam is low. They weren't put parallel to each other. Crossbeam coming out of one wall is high. Crossbeam coming out of the other wall in the mavoi is low. Achas lemala v'achas lemata. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Ro and El Yonah, Kili Lamata. We imagine the top one down being below. That's a Tachton, Kili Lamala. Or we imagine the lower one being above. Ubil Vadas Longesh, Lote El Yonah Lamala, Master Mama. That the top one can't be higher than 20 amos from the floor. Tachton and the lower one can't be Lamata, Measara, beneath 10 Tfachim to the floor. Implying, goes Zeb, Zeb, Tzol Chesim, but if both of them are within the 20 amos of the floor. Armin and Chavut Rami. We say that we dropped the two and they are now equal. Avagadol Espa Tefach, even though we're talking about here in this scenario of cross beams that aren't a Tefach, why? Amalei, so he said, you can answer it and explain it like this. Change the Braisa. Ubil Vadin, as long as Shalote Elyon Lamalami Esher, the top cross beam can't be above 20 Amos. Ela b'tolch reser, rather has to be within 20 amos. Ba'atachtona, and the bottom one has to be smuchala, next to it, and not even chavut rami. Ve'pachos mishlosha, with a gap of less than three tvachim. Inam yotrim v'bilach lo te'ei tachtona l'mata mi'asara, the bottom one can't be within 10 tvachim. El l'mal mi'asara, it's got to be at least above 10 tvachim. Ve'olyona smuchala, on the top and next to it. Ve'pachos mishlosha, with a gap of less than three tvachim. Avol shlosha, but if the gap is three tvachim, came with less beit tefach, since we don't have a tefach to this korah. Lo amin chavut rami, we don't have the halach l'moshe mi Sinai of being able to throw the beam down into the empty space to fill it up and to create for us the flat ceilings that we want. All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that she lost from Hamasuk Sheira. If there's more shade than sun, the sukkah is kosher. Implying it has to have more shade than sun. But if they're equal amounts, psul, it'd be puzzle. Didn't we learn in the first parak? If the sukkah has more sun than shade, psul, it's no good. That implies if it's equal amounts of sun and shade, it'd be Sheira. As the more low kosher sun, a contradiction. If there are equal amounts of sun and shade up on top, on the top of the schach, then it's going to be pasul. If there are equal amounts of sun and shade milamata down below, that's when it's going to be kosher. Well, just one second. Rav Papa said, that's what people explain. People say, kezuzah mil'el, when you have a gap the size of a zuz coin on the top, that'll give you a gap the size of an istra coin down below. Yeah, question.
The Mishnah doesn't say that the shade has to come from the schach. What happens if you're in Manhattan, you have four tall buildings, and you put a sukkah between in the courtyard, right, and you're getting shade,
right,
more shade,
right,
than sun, but it's not coming from the schach.
Correct, right. So it's that the schach, for it to be a schach, for it to be called a roof, has to be mostly filled in. You can't have more open than you have filled in. That's the idea of tzedakah. So if you put a sukkah between four tall buildings, you just put one or two beams up there, it's as if they're not there. That's not a roof. There's no gavk there. There's no roof there. That's possible. More sun than shade. And the Mishnah said, "Move a kamin bayis, if it's thick like a house, even if you can't see the stars, it's kasher. Tanur rabbanu lindin a brisa. If it's thick like a house, even though the stars can't be seen from it, it's kshera. What about if you don't even get sunlight in it? You don't get the rays of the sun inside of it. That already Beishamai say it's possible. They still say even that's kshera. They still say it is kosher. Or we'll just start the Mishnah. Somebody makes a sukkah on the top of a wagon, or barosh hashfina, on the top of a boat, ksheir, it's kosher, v'ol no biyom tov. You can also go into it on Yom Tov. However, barosh ha'ilan, if he made a sukkah on the top of a tree, and we know you're not allowed to climb trees on Yom Tov, v'al gabe gamel, he made a sukkah on top of a camel, ksheir, the sukkah's kosher, but ain't ol no biyom tov, you couldn't go up to it on Yom Tov. Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with Daf Chaf Gimel.